welcome back. Hour number three, and a lot going on. Mitchell Henderson is back with us tonight. Mitch, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, the story of the day, and this has many ramifications, and I'm really looking forward to hearing your take on it. There were two Yuk missile attacks on Donetsk, apparently. One killed 63. They hit a hospital, I believe, and most of the 63 were wounded Wagner fighters, mercenaries, the musicians. And the other one was a school, a two-story concrete school, which had been turned into an enormous barracks for close to 800-900 troops, maybe? We don't know. And the Ukrainians managed to hit that with up to six HIMARS missiles from some distance, when they think maybe they were the new longer-range ones that are suspected to have been given to the Ukrainians. But the big story here, beside the tragic loss of life, is the fact that the United States and probably Britain were involved with pinpointing these targets. We know that. It's not a secret. So give me your take on this whole thing, and should somebody be held accountable for the stupidity of putting that many troops in one target?
Well, what's going on here is, like look at when Russia does a massive bombardment of Ukraine, okay, massive, like the one where they really wiped out a lot of the power grid and stuff like that. The reports of casualties from Russian missile strikes, they may kill two or three civilians, and that's collateral damage. They're not trying to kill human beings. They're trying to destroy materiel, trying to destroy equipment, trying to destroy power grids, transportation, stuff like that, okay? Military targets, what we call military targets, okay? But Ukraine, it has a pass. It can do any hideous war crime that it wants to do, because nobody is going to hold it accountable. They can go kill an orphanage of 1,000 babies, and nobody would say a thing about it. Okay,
you got it.
And obviously, babies can't fight, so you know. The thing is they have impunity. They have impunity for theft, for fraud, for murder, for war crimes, for anything they want to do. They have total impunity. They've made Zelensky into a god. Well, he's an antichrist. So all antichrists want to be God, okay? And this is him being God, okay? He can do no wrong, and the West will kiss his feet and his butt no matter what he does. We're going to kiss that Zionist butt no matter what, okay? So this is why they can get away with this kind of the war crimes, you know, they can get away with them. Okay, Russia knows that the United States has crossed the red lines. They know we have. Okay, so let's put it this way: Russia is almost 100% sure that it's going to go to nuclear war. Okay, almost 100% sure. All they're doing is waiting for when it's best for Russia to go to nuclear war. Okay, because they have the initiative. We're not going to nuke them. So when they've decided that we've crossed the red lines, which I'm pretty sure they have, they've kind of said it. They've been alluding to it for a long time. And we keep acting like, well, we haven't crossed it yet. But you know what? That's Russia's determination, not our determination. We cannot dictate to them what the situation is where they would go to nuclear. We can't dictate that to them. That's them. And we have no input into that solution. Okay, so this is kind of where we're at. Like I've been saying for months now, Russia's playing the big war, the big picture. Okay, there's many things that they've had many successes on economically. Okay, the United States and Europe's going down in flames economically. Okay, and Russia wants to give us an opportunity to do that. Okay, we cannot replace the weapons we give to them. We cannot replace. We're going into debt, paying for their war. Okay, we don't have $100 billion to give them. We have to print that money up, and you're going to pay through it, not just through your taxes, you're going to pay through it through inflation. You're going to pay through it for higher fuel prices, higher food prices, higher every price, okay? Everything's going to cost more because we're shipping this money to Ukraine that does not exist. And how many Americans actually want to send money to Ukraine? Well, surveys rarely put it above 5% of the American population. And yet Mitch McConnell gets up there and says, this is the most important thing Republicans can do, support Zelensky. I think the most important thing Republicans can do is listen to the constituents that elect them, okay? That's what they need to do. That's the most important thing, because they are cowardly and they have no spine. And I think Republicans are getting tired of that. They're getting tired of the weakness of the Republican Party. They don't have our interest at heart at all. They're only interested in their own personal power and nothing else. So, when we're in a state of Cold War, of World War III, a state of war like this, everything becomes connected. Everything that you do, everything that is done, becomes connected. Okay? So, Russia looks at it like this. Like, the United States is just gonna, the Chinese say this all the time, we salami it. What we do, it's an old Marxist tactic of the inevitability of gradualism. Like, they're just gonna gradually push and push and push and hope that they get there. Well, Russia was a communist country for over 70 years, okay? It was over 70 years. So they know these tactics. They know exactly what the Marxists in our government are doing, because they used to do that. That used to be their tactics. So with them viewing it as if we are pushing over the red lines and stuff, they're not going to tell us, okay, today you crossed the red line. Because, you see, when they tell us we've crossed the red line, they've alluded to that, but when they tell us you've crossed the red line, that means they got to put up or shut up on the nuclear war thing. So exactly. What they're going to do is they're not going to say anything. They're just going to pick the right time, the right place, and they're going to do it.
Oh, Mitchell, I'm afraid you're spot on with this. About 2 weeks ago, I did read a story, I think I posted it, that Russia is working around the clock to stock all shelters with extra food, extra blankets, whatever. They're even stocking the basement level in shopping malls. They're doing everything they can to prepare. We're doing nothing.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
We mean nothing to these people.
No, we don't.
So what kind of war do you think it'll be? All out? Or incremental? What are they going to do?
Well, listen. It's got to be total war, and I'll tell you why. Is because see, it takes weak minds like we have here in the West, weak liberal progressive minds, to think up, oh, we'll just throw a missile over there and scare them. Okay, well, you know, these are people, these are human beings that have never been in a personal fist fight in their life. They don't understand what fighting is about. Okay, do you think these people that are leaders ever got into fights when they were growing up or in school or in college? Probably not. They don't know, because if you've been in fights, you know how to fight. And I'll tell you, these people, not even our military guys seem to know how to fight, you know. So the thing about a fight first of all, the first thing is you can't ever have a fair fight, okay? A fair fight is a losing proposition. Why would you ever fight fair? If you fight fair, you can lose. It's like being in a drawing down with pistols in the street, like in the old
well
West.
Said. Yeah.
There's
yeah.
No second place winner. No second place winner. You either win or you lose, and that's how nuclear war is. So when Russia launches a nuclear attack, there'll be no warnings, there'll be no demonstrations, there'll be nothing. There'll be silence before they attack. Okay, they're like I said, they've got torpedoes that give no warning, and they can wipe out a lot of our coasts just with those nuclear torpedoes. Okay, so that, and they have, I explained once before, the time on target thing, where they can calculate how long it takes, like the torpedo to detonate, and mm-hmm. and at like the second it's going to detonate, they can launch their massive strike on us. Okay. And when they do that, it'll be all out. Okay. Now, I'm not saying Russia's not going to fire every nuke it has. Of course it won't. It'll probably fire up to 1,500 of them. It will destroy the United States. The United States will no longer be a world power. It'll be a basket case of the world, you know. So.
Charity case.
We'll have, it's like that. Well, the people in the cities are the ones that are really going to suffer. The more rural you are, the less impact the nuclear war will have on you.
You know, cannibalism is going to make a comeback. You know that.
Oh, sure,
the people
sure.
In the cities
when
will
people
be
get hungry, they'll do anything.
People. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. My dad, he, in World War II in Asia, he saw that. He had to go in with the Marines into Shanghai and occupy the city, and they were eating each other. Specifically, they ate children, okay, because they were easier to catch and tender meat or something. I don't know, but he said they just, if you were a kid, if you had a kid and you wanted to keep your kid, you had to keep him under lock and key because he was food. Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, there are still Chinese restaurants serving, God, they look to be aborted fetuses cooked, but they were still human. No question.
Wow.
So I think that's still being practiced over there. It's a
well, I
thing.
You know,
there was video.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
I went to
a Chinese restaurant once, and I said, "Well, do you have sweet and sour pork and stuff?" And he said, "Well, let me go check and see." So he went in the back to check and see, and I heard meow like that, and I said, "Okay, I'll have the sweet and sour shrimp." Okay, because I didn't want to eat that cat, you know. So
you actually heard that? Oh.
Yes. There was other people with me, and we all kind of looked at each other when he went into check to see if they had pork, and the cat screamed. Okay, well, none of us had pork. I'll just put it that way.
Oh my. Wow. Okay, very good. So, will anybody be held accountable for putting nearly 1,000 young men in one target?
I think so. And this is just. Okay, part of the thing of being in the Cold War and studying Soviet doctrine and Soviet military is we studied it a lot, okay? And mm-hmm. and the Russian army of today is based on the Red Army, and they still have a lot of their discipline and stuff like that. And discipline right. is very harsh in the Russian army. If you fail, you don't get a cushy desk job somewhere. You uh-huh. go to a gulag and do at hard labor, okay? So, mm-hmm. yeah, somebody will definitely pay for that because to the Russian government, the greatest sin you can commit is to waste Russian lives. Okay, they do not like that. They like their people. They want their people. They want more of their people. Okay, unlike here where they want less of us. But over there, they actually like their people. The government likes their people. Our government could care less about us. They do machinations to kill us in this country. So, you know, get me wrong. Sir. I don't want to be a Russian or anything. I'm not a Russian. I'm an American. I don't want America to be like Russia. I would like America to be like America, like it was supposed to be, not this communist Bolshevik state that we have going on right now.
Well, they just gave, Putin just gave, awarded Sergei Surovikin the third highest medal that you can give to someone in the military. Mm-hmm. And he's, where does the buck stop? He's in charge of the whole thing. It's a lot to be in charge of. Somebody screwed up. This should never have been set up as a barracks under any circumstance. If they can't figure out American satellites, with infrared can determine all the heat coming out of a target like that? Well, they're pretty dumb. And I just don't think the Russians are that dumb.
They know what you just said. They know that themselves. So just think of this. Who's responsible for all those deaths in the minds of the Russians?
The United States is responsible for those deaths. Yeah,
we killed them.
Essentially, we did. We gave them the HIMARS. We gave them the coordinates. We told them when we may have even been in the field with those HIMARS trucks.
We may have actually pushed the button. We don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised.
You know?
Not in the
but
least.
I wouldn't be surprised either. I mean, our government lies about everything. I mean, if anybody believes the United States government when it says anything at this point, what do you have to do to wake people up? I mean, they admitted they killed Kennedy. The CIA killed Kennedy. They interfered with our First Amendment rights and our voting rights with Twitter and stuff. These are all facts that people know. They lied to us on Twitter, and they cut down information. And here's the thing. Medicine is not supposed to be political. Medicine is supposed to be medicine. And in medicine, you want to have free debate on everything to have the best science. But this wasn't science. Medicine is not a science. Medicine is a political tool now. Okay, it's a weapon wielded against
weaponized.
The people.
Sure,
yes,
of
it is weaponized.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So people just have to sort of wake up and realize that they don't have this. The America that we were told about, well, it's not here. It's not anywhere to be found, okay? And the only place it can be found now is in the people who actually want to be free and want to have liberty. That's the only place where America resides at this point, okay? When I say I'm an American because I value individual freedom and liberty above all else, okay? I do not exist to serve the state. I do not exist to serve big business. Politicians exist to serve big business, but not me. I don't. Okay. So it's sort of like with all the truth coming out. I think the American people are being very, very patient because we're going to go through this drama of seeing the Republican Congress do absolutely nothing. We're going to see them weak. We're going to see them just not asserting themselves at all. Okay. I actually think Kevin McCarthy is going to be the Speaker of the House, whether we like it or not. It's sort of like the people in America do not get a choice in who our leadership is. We don't get a choice in how our money's spent. We don't get a choice in anything. They expect us to just obey. That's all. Obey and think what they tell you to think. Okay? We're there. We're at 1984. We're a brave new world. We live in the totalitarian state right now. Mm-hmm. We live there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So,
absolutely. Well, I wonder if how Surovikin is going to handle this. This is maybe they'll blame a bureaucrat back home. I don't know, but he was doing very well.
Well, in Russia, they're likely to find the person responsible.
Yeah.
Russia's not America. We don't just pick somebody to take. We pick people to take the blame. They will actually investigate and find out who's guilty and give them the blame. Okay.
I mean, come on, you're a military man. Would you ever do anything that stupid within
Put
range of
HIMARS? Put all those people in one place? No. You have to disperse things. I mean, listen, talking along these same lines, just think from the 1980s on, what did we do with our military bases? We consolidated, we moved all the bases into one area.
Better targets.
And consolidated bases so that we would have less targets to hit. Okay.
Yeah.
Put all our eggs in one basket. Okay, is basically what they're doing. And, the best thing you can do is disperse your targets, they may still kill everybody, but they're going to have to use 100 times more bombs in order to do it, right?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, anyway, that's a lot of humanity to be blown up like that. no matter who it is.
Yes, it is. Yes,
that's
it is.
War.
So I think you have to remember too that all those people that got killed, they have mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters, cousins, stuff like that. And who do you think they're going to hate for what has happened? Are they just going to hate the Ukraine and Zelensky? No, because every Russian knows that who's actually killing the Russians is NATO and the United States. We're killing them. Not Zelensky doesn't have the power. We have the power. We've got the weapons.
You need to hear that. Mitchell is telling you straight. They, the average rank and file Russian, knows damn well who's behind all this. And they would have no problem if New York, Washington, L.A. were to disappear. None. So, and they would give up Moscow, St. Petersburg. It's part of the price. It's the price. This is an existential thing for the world,
and
basically.
The Russians, they are, let me tell you, existentialism is in their soul. Okay, they're very existential.
After having survived the Bolsheviks, you bet. They don't forget.
Yeah.
They know.
Yeah.
They know.
They know.
All right, hold on a second. We'll be right back with Mitchell Henderson. Okay, welcome back. And for those of you tracking this NFL thing, the latest is that Damar Hamlin is in critical condition. The game was suspended, and they'll restate the obvious later on. We wonder, hope the young man survives, but this is not a good situation at all. And there are many, many in the league who have been injected. We don't know if the franchise players have all taken the shot. Just don't know. It's a crazy thing, though. Over 600 players in Europe, soccer players, their football collapsed and died this past year and a half. It's possibly going to be a real bad season. We'll see. Okay. Where do we want to go next, Mitch?
So what I want to do, you know, what I want to do is, what I've been trying to do all this time is for Americans to be able to assess what's going on in the world, they need the information that they do not get from our press. They need to know the way that the Russians see things, not so they can agree with the Russians, not so they can be on the Russian side, but so they can understand where the Russians are coming from, and right. and the way they feel about it. Because if they're going to be the ones pushing the button to nuke us, well, it's good to know what they're thinking and how their mind is. The same with
yes.
the Chinese. Okay,
yep.
I'm not on the Chinese side. I'm not a Chinese person. You know. But it's good to know what they think, because how are you going to know how somebody's going to act unless you know how they think? So let me just throw this out there at everybody. So you know, the press here in the West is very oppressed. There is no free press here. Okay, there's barely any free speech here. Okay, everything is misinformation, disinformation. The government's in the business of saying what's real and what's not real. Okay, that is far from what the government should be doing. It's up to you to decide what's real and what's not real, not up to the government. Okay, so let's take for example, what does the Russian see on his news? What does he hear on his news? Okay, first of all, he does hear what we hear. They probably heard about this football player. They're going to hear everything about everything. What they don't hear is the leftist liberal opinion about it. Okay, but the facts that happen, they hear about that just like anybody else anywhere does. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's look at what they see. So the United States says, well, we're going to sell these long range Patriot missiles to Ukraine. Okay, or give them to them. Okay, and Russia says, oh, wait a minute, you know, this is going to cross the red line. And America assures Russia that no American troops will be operating those Patriot missiles, and that they will not be allowed to be used as just missiles. Okay. However, the Russians are not stupid. They can look back to what happened with Zelensky in Poland. Zelensky fired a missile at Poland and killed some Polish people in order to make a false flag. Okay. That was an anti-aircraft missile that they fired. Okay. So can they fire a Patriot missile like that? Yes, they can. They can just disable the auto-destruct thing on the air, or just take it out.
These are ballistic missiles. Part. They're not SAMs. Yes. Think about it that way.
Yeah, right, right. They can. Listen, they're meant to blow up. If they don't blow up the target in the air, they're supposed to blow up before they hit the ground. But that can be disabled. That's just an extra feature, an add-on feature. Sure. They can take that off, okay? And they can shoot far into to Russian space. Now, the Russian people, they look, Ukraine made a S-300 into a surface to surface missile, and they can do the same with a Patriot. Okay, so what can stop them from doing it? Nothing. Okay, so let's look at a couple more truths that they had. So Russia was like, the whole reason that they have this special military operation is in 2014, after the United States overthrew a duly elected president of Ukraine and installed a puppet. Okay. After we did that, the Ukrainians were just massacring the people in the Donbass, and so they wanted separate. And so France and Germany came in to create the Minsk Accords. It's the failure of the Minsk Accords is why Russia's invaded Ukraine in the first place. It's the failure of those accords, because Ukraine never did anything. So what do the Russians hear? They do hear that Angela Merkel and François Hollande, the two people who made the Minsk Accords, that both of them came out and said they intended only to buy Ukraine time to arm itself, that they never had the intention of actually having this accord, you know, in force in any of any kind. It was just to buy time and to deceive Russia. Well, the Russian people hear that. So what are they going to think? What do you think they think of Germany and the French government? Well, they're liars. They cannot broker anything. The French word and the German word's good for nothing. The American word's good for nothing. NATO's word's good for nothing. They always promise things and never kept their promise. And that's why we're at the point we are today. It's because of the lying, cheating EU and the United States, okay, that they did this, okay? You know, it's like, to the Russian people, it's so super clear that we're the bad guys. Now, let's pile on to that a little bit. You know, Russians are aware that we have a Bill of Rights over here, and they kind of have an idea of what America's about, okay? So when they heard that the CIA killed John F. Kennedy, what do you think the Russians thought? How do you think the Russian people look at the United States government? We're a government that killed our own president, okay? So you know, it's sort of like that. And then we have rights. We have all these rights, but we have an FBI that goes in and actively interferes with those rights, voting rights, First Amendment rights, even medical decision rights we're taking away from the American people. Now, this is all stuff that the Russian people see on their television, okay? So when they listen, about how Zelensky is the Winston Churchill, a great man, do you think that sways them in any way, shape, or form? They know what Zelensky is. They see it on the ground all the time, okay? So they're aware of it, of how we are, and do they think the worst of us? Well, of course they do, because we've admitted we're the bad people. We kill our president. We censor our people. It's just like everything is wrong with us. We're a nightmare as far as they're concerned. They're looking at us like we're the Antichrist monster. As a matter of fact, let me just say, they do look at us. We are the Antichrist to them. We are Satan to them, okay? Our government is Satan. It's just how they see it. It's black and white for them. And us, well, we don't have any black and white. We don't have any truth. Oh, we're in a post-truth world. And this is what the woke people themselves say. Like, facts don't matter. Facts is not truth, okay? Something else is truth, like things that aren't facts. Those are truths. This is America now. This is what they're dealing with. Do you think they're afraid of us? I think they're afraid of us. I think they have genuine concerns, you know. America's ruling the world, and we're a lawless nation, a lawless and totally corrupt nation, a nation full of this the most ugly immorality that you could imagine, you know. When they see us at school meetings and stuff, when they see us complaining about the sexualization of our children, do you not think that they think Russia's just peachy for having an anti-LGBT propaganda law where you cannot teach any of this to children? It is against the law to teach it to children. In America, our government supports teaching it to children. We pay for children to be sexualized. Well, I mean, what can we expect? We have a pedophile for a president. So what could we expect from a government in regards to our children?
Look at his son, who may be involved with things of extreme and terminal pedophilia. That's what the videos apparently say.
Well, yes, and, you know, actually, some of the stuff from his laptop has gotten around and stuff. What's he doing in bed naked with naked little girls, Hunter Biden? Why isn't he in prison for life right now?
Oh, because his old man's going to pardon him if they bother to bring charges.
Oh, yeah. Well, they could always bring a state charge, and then he can't pardon them. You know, he can only give a pardon to federal charges. Right. If you're convicted at a state level of a state crime, he has no power to pardon you or give you clemency. That's out of the question.
Well,
so he can only pardon federal crimes.
I have this feeling
crimes.
That there will be no justice for this. Just don't like it. I'm sick of it. I'm sick. How many people have we seen skate? Right, that's the term. They just skate.
6 years now. 6 years. Do you remember even 4 years ago how they were saying on Fox News, oh, this is devastating information. We now have them. We now have them. You know what? They did have them. They did have good information. They did have the truth. But you know what? If the Department of Justice will not investigate and will not prosecute, it doesn't matter. Okay?
Doesn't make any difference.
And they're not even supposed to be allowed to not prosecute. Okay. Okay. Prosecution. There's some discretion there. But as far as arresting and investigating, the FBI, whatever agents were involved in suppressing Hunter Biden's laptop, they committed a crime, and that crime is called misprision of a felony. That itself is a felony. To do a misprision of a felony. And what misprision of a felony is, it's when you know that a felony has been committed and you have evidence it's been committed and you don't arrest the person who did the crime. That is misprision of a felony. How many FBI agents, how many FBI supervisors and managers would be guilty of misprision of a felony? Many would be. What about the FBI guys that went to Twitter and started suppressing medical information about the COVID? That's one thing they suppressed. They suppressed political information, suppressed people's freedom of speech, and the FBI got involved in rigging an election. Okay, see, this is violating American citizens' voting rights and directly violating American citizens' First Amendment rights. Okay. And there's a federal law already on the books that says if you are a government official and you deprive somebody of their civil rights under the color of law, and you don't have to be a federal official, you can be any official, a government official of any kind, then you're guilty of this depriving people of the rights under the cover of law. This is where, whenever some cop kills a black person, they get off the hook, and the feds come in and prosecute them. They prosecute them under that law. Okay, so I think it's time for this law shouldn't be just used on local police. It should be used on the FBI itself. Those people need to go to prison. The people in the FBI and the CIA that had something to do with the Kennedy assassination, they need to go seize their estates and stuff if they're not living anymore. If they're living, they need to go on trial. You know, you don't just say, oh, yeah, we did all these bad things. Let's move on and don't worry about it. No, that's not how it works. Nothing's going to improve until the guilty go to prison. But the guilty won't go to prison because right. We have to have that prison room for white supremacists, you know, all the damage and all the harm that white supremacists cause in our society. I mean, just look at the rampant crime that white supremacists commit, you know, just constantly. You know, we get no peace from these people. If you listen to the media, you might believe that, you know.
And the white-on-black crime, which you never hear about because
crime.
It virtually doesn't happen. It's 90%
really
the other way, but, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's no consequences the other way. I saw this 20 and 30 years ago when I was a cop. If black people attacked a white person, the justice system bent over backwards to get them back out on the street again. I mean, bent over backwards. This is not a new thing. They've been doing this for a half a century easy. Okay. So, you know, it's just like, you know, the thing is that the United States, the bottom line is, in the end, we're going to see what's going to play out in the near future with us. We're going to see the Republican Party do absolutely nothing. We're going to see what cowards and how spineless they are. Okay, we're going to see that over the next year or so. Okay, so that will leave only one person to deal with this totalitarian state we live in, and that's each American person. If you want freedom, you're going to have to take it, because they're not going to give it to you. They're in the process of taking it all away from you. So you're going to have to stand fast. And it's like, I talk to people all the time. It's like, just think about this. The militia say, boycott the vote. Don't vote. When you vote, you're giving them legitimacy. Okay? Even if you vote for a Republican, you're giving the Democrats legitimacy. The only thing we can do is please stop voting. Stop it. Don't vote. Punish the Republicans by not electing a single one of them in 2024. Okay? Then all we have is Democrats. And then guess what? We know who the enemy is. We can take the kid gloves off, because the government will be nothing but the enemy. There will be no good guys or no allies on the government side at that point. We can do that. We can do that not by doing something. We can do that by doing nothing. We can do that by simply not going down to vote. Don't play their game. They've rigged two elections in a row. You know they're going to rig the 2024 election.
Oh, yes.
You know, we might even get Gavin Newsom as president in 2024. Can you imagine the nightmare of Gavin Newsom being the president of the United States?
Well, he's an utter communist, Bolshevik, totally. And
that would be worse than anything else that we could do. You know, I mean, California, they're given paying reparations like $200,000-$300,000 for black people who were never slaves, for black people who were never harmed by slavery. Okay, that's what we're going to do. And the people who are going to pay it are people who have never owned slaves. And you call this justice? This is not justice. Okay, this is the opposite of justice. Just like everything else, we live in this inverted world, Jeff, where what was once good has now become evil, and what was once evil has now become good. Okay, right. What's good? LGBT is good. Pedophiles are good. Black criminals are good. Let's go on and on about all the good things. Illegal immigrants are good. Let's bring them all in, you know, and stuff. All these things, which used to be, there are laws on the books against all these things, but the government is on the enemy's side. Let's just put it that way, okay? They're on the enemy's side. They are not on the people's side. This government does not represent anybody in this country. They represent themselves. And all this money you're spending, this gives them power on the global stage. Okay, you're paying for them to go harass and murder people in foreign lands. Okay, this is what we're paying for.
And, you got it.
And you know what? We have a moral responsibility. The thing is if we know that our government's out murdering people, murdering American citizens and murdering foreigners, okay, and we know it, if we don't do it.
Whoop. We lost Mitch, I think. Okay. All right, he's dropped. Hopefully we can get him back. Outstanding hour. Many good points. Just telling it like it is. And I just often think about the Russian people. They have a media that actually does report news. I'm not saying they're perfect. No one is. But the Russian people do understand what this country is about. They understand probably more about America than most Americans. You back, Mitch?
Yes, I am. Somebody cut me off. It wasn't
yeah.
an accidental cutoff.
Well, the hour's been too effective. You've been superb, as usual, and they didn't want to hear anymore, I guess. They just wanted to let you know they're listening.
Yeah. Well, I know they're listening, you know. They're always going to be listening. But you know what? Listen, it's all about fear, Jeff. If they want you to be afraid, okay. Well, I am not afraid.
You got
it. I'm not afraid of them. What can they do? The thing they can't touch is my soul. They can never touch it. So they can't do any harm to me.
Well
basically.
Said. No, exactly right. Exactly correct. I was just telling people what you said earlier again, that the Russians actually have a news media that does tend to report reality.
Right.
It's a situation now that where they actually understand this country better than most Americans do.
I think they do. I think the day-to-day Russian is more aware of us than we are of them. You could go to Russia and you could ask people, well, show me on this map of the world where the United States is. Okay, because I've seen a video of them doing this, and you know what? Every Russian that walked up, not college students, but I'm talking about just run-of-the-mill, everyday Russians on the street, okay? They didn't go to a campus.
Yeah, yeah.
They just did it on the street. Everybody was able to point out where the United States was on the map. Then I saw a guy go down to the University of California, Berkeley, to the graduate school and ask PhD candidates to show where America was on the map. They couldn't even show where America was, let alone Russia. They had no idea where Russia would be, and they didn't even know where the United States was on the map. So we have a very brainwashed population, you know.
It's
and
tragic.
The first fight is to get over that brainwashing, you know.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Mitchell, thank you very much. That was a superb hour. We'll have it posted up under Mitchell's name and columnist. Right away, and you can pass it around and enjoy it, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Mitch, very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, that's it. Monday, we're off. First program of 2023. Back with you tomorrow night in 21 hours. Thank you for being here, and we will talk soon. The latest on the football game, the game has been canceled, basically suspended. It's canceled, and the player is in critical condition. And after watching so many soccer players in Europe die, it surprises me it hasn't happened here already. Damar Hamlin, we will see. Wish him well, we all do. And talk to you tomorrow. Take care.